Jamal Kelly. Stand-up comedy, sitting down. This is my podcast, baby. Brother Nigga Program, baby. That's the overall topic. We have some minis in there as we meander along into the future together. You know what I'm saying? What are your experiences? Do you have anything but them? Do you know what I mean? That's all I have of my experiences. You know what I mean? How are you graphically interfaced into your environment? Here at Sonic Renaissance, baby. I'm listening to a little Bjork. You know what I'm saying? Chilling, sitting down, talking to each other. This is a conversation because you're in your mind talking in response to what I'm saying here in my abode as you're interpreting coming out of the speakers over there. You know what I'm saying? This is a conversation. Can I hear your thoughts or not, though? That's the deal. You know what I mean? Can you hear mine? If you can hear my thoughts, you got two lines coming at you. Vocals, you know what I'm saying, coming from this podcast here, increase your telepathy. Are you trying to hear me with your mind? You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you don't try, you can't do it. That's the thing. But then, how do you try to jump to the moon, though? You know what I mean? You bend your knees, or do you hope and pray before you get up in the morning and you just float up there when you look up high? I mean, you got to try things. What are the new ideas and the creativities, baby? That's why I need these podcasts out there. I'd love to hear yours. I'm about to shop some right where I put this down. Now, first, I'm going to look at some other people's podcasts. They're long. And I've just been really looking at podcasts to get a feel for it anyway. Because the first time I tried to grab a podcast, I thought it might be interesting to start looking at them. I didn't really find one that caught my eye enough. They're not giving you an overall point of view. That's why you have to actually listen to the podcast I'm gathering to get the feel of the podcast. No one's really saying that stand-up comedy sitting down, that title is a little bit obscure. So I'm going to put some artwork up along with that title. Trying to give some. If you guys are just starting out, putting podcasts out like I am, make your title and your art, descriptive or whatever, but your upfront brochure. As a representation artistically, those verbals in that title, representation literally of your presentation within your podcast, so that when we see it and scan through all those thumbnails of podcasts on the podcast available outlets, which are really portals, such as Google Podcasts that have a lot of different podcasts available inside of that application, we can scroll through and quickly see the sorts of things you talk about. Niche genres or whatever, inside those huge categories they have as far as the overall categories that they stick those podcasts into for you to scan quickly the titles and see which sort of podcast, whether it's comedy or not. But this is some comedy, this is comical in here. At first I'll start out, I'm going to do a little stand-up comedy. I think that's an avenue for some quick cash. If you're looking for avenues for quick cash, stand-up comedy, I get the impression. I never applied for stand to be a stand-up comedian, but I get the impression you can just go to a comedy club or call them and ask them if they have some open dates and tell them your experience level or whatever. That's the feel I get. Then how much do you get up there? I don't know, maybe 600, 700. I would imagine if you're brand new, how much you get for one night, a half hour? I don't know, a couple $100. You just go to the city, grab a couple $100, and you schedule your appointments. What I'm thinking. On the phone, and then just go to the city, stop at the comic club, do your hour, and then you can run out and play for a while with $200. So what are avenues I got where I can quick grab some quick cash? You know what I mean? How can I grab some quick cash that's legal? And what's the efforts put into it? And an example is that this podcast is completely free. Everything I'm using to do the podcast with is completely free software. It's a tablet from my father also, and a smartphone. That I did have to purchase, but I use that for other things, and this is my hobby. So it's also, make your hobbies profitable, a little cash, if you can. But I'm gonna show some extra cash. What are your quick tips? I live in Philadelphia, Center City. Do you have any quick tips on how to get a couple of bucks if you got nothing right now in Philadelphia? We can use that. A little tip line, and I'll send some. You can email me your tips at Jamal Kelly, 169, JamalKelly, 169, at gmail.com. And in return, send in your situation. It'd be really specific, like, or really vague. Like I said, I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I say in a college town location. So what are your tips for being able to grab some quick cash in that location? On those sorts of locations, then you can send me your location, suburbia, etc., on college campus. Get a couple of bucks, especially if I'm give you 20. And I can give you a couple of legal advices, how to grab a couple of things. It's a reply email. How's that? And maybe I'll list some of them here on my podcast. Quick avenues for money. One of the quick avenue for money today is if you can go to the welfare office in Philadelphia and apply for welfare. I have a welfare card. And they give you, that day they give you emergency food stamps. Just fill out an application, you go to the welfare office, you fill out the application, the paperwork there, it takes about half an hour. You sit there for an hour or two waiting for your turn to come up. And then they give you a card with food stamps on it. Maybe they do a partial payment for that, for what they assign you for that month. Or cash if you qualify for cash assistance. But you definitely qualify for food stamps, even if you don't qualify for cash assistance, or you wouldn't be in there. That's the bottom line. So you go in there, they give you the card that day, the food stamp card that day. It's a little credit card, debit card, and they put the cash on that day too. It might be about $100. And you can go to the store and buy some water. You can buy anything that's food that's not hot with that card in our country. If they have, especially an urban environment that accepts that type of credit card, like you go, that people have to accept MasterCard for you to use your MasterCard debit. Even if they accept debit and they only accept Visa, then they're not going to accept their debit if you only have a MasterCard. So some people, like in the richer areas, they don't accept EBT, which is the program it's called. They don't accept that credit card. They have to pay every month to accept it, and no one comes in there spending. They make money off of it, but no one comes in there spending enough money to offset the liability of having the systems to accept the card. But in the environment I'm in right now, urban environment, everyone accepts the card, gas stations and everything. So you can, and supermarkets accept it, et cetera, all throughout the city. So you can use that. If you don't have any money right now, even if you're a kid, really, stranded in the city, 16 years old, I don't know how old you have to be, or you're 18. So you're stranded in the city, 18, or whatever, you can go to the welfare office, look on your smartphone, go to welfare office, and go see if you can get some cash, but you can definitely get some food stamps if you're 18. You'll get some food, sit down, maybe have a picnic somewhere. You can turn those food stamps into cash, but that's illegal. For the store to do it to, it's not illegal for you. You don't want them to, but they still have to get food stamps. You need the food. So they're not going to take the food stamps, they would hurt the store. Whoever turned that food stamps into cash. But what you can do is you can go out and buy a case of soda with that food stamp card. Say, buy a case, 24 Pepsis, and then you can go to sell 24 Pepsis. The case costs $12. You can go sell the case for $3, and you got $3 in cash instead of $12 in food stamps. Understand? So now we're moving forward. That's my quick cash. Those are the sorts of tips that I want that are non-criminal. Don't get anything, and that's non-criminal for you. You have no one in trouble. There's no law against returning that as soon as you're selling your food and things like that. Even if someone else bought the food. And we bought the food. Our town, our country bought the food for you. All of us bought the food for you. So you go ahead and have some food. We have some extra money with me. I'll buy the food for you. Go ahead with your food. So that's some extra quick money. My tips like that is what I want. Another one is picking up. I call it picking up a penny. It's the peppermint penny. Mr. Peppermint, I forget what I called it. But basically, if you're walking down the city street gardening or whatever, that just means you're going for a long walk and you'll walk profitable. If you're looking down, you're seeing pennies all over the joint. If you pick up 10 of them, then you can go to a local store here in North Philadelphia and buy a peppermint. All those little corner stores that are owned by the Puerto Ricans and by, in some cases, blacks, all throughout North Philadelphia, etc., all called poppy stores, sell peppermints and other pieces of candy for 10 cents a piece. So you can pick up 10 pennies and you can go out a peppermint. If you want to take your child out for a walk and you live in the city of Philadelphia, say the art museum area or something like that, you can come out here to North Philadelphia, the Temple area, that area, and walk around for a walk, particularly in the lower income brackets, and you'll see pennies all over the joint on the ground. And you have your kid and they can walk around, see the sights in these locations and pick up the pennies, and then you can go take them and get a peppermint and meet for the first time the older Puerto Ricans behind those stores, the older gentlemen, et cetera, behind those Puerto Rican stores. Behind those, our nice gentlemen, you can see that atmosphere. They're nice. Hey, you can have the 10 cents and then give him a peppermint and say nice to the Puerto Rican American shop owner, wave hi, wave bye, and then you can go and finish your walk. So that's another way to make easy money in Philadelphia. It's not large amounts, but you can see there's a difference. The First Avenue I told you gives you $100 from the food stamps. Chop that down to about 50 if you turn into cash. Right? And then you get, or any other way, gives you a couple of pennies. So I'll take either. Any quick cash off. Where's your new money for me from you? And then I'll send you tips to the email for new money for free for me for you. All right, so we can do that. And we're getting into the brother, hook a brother up, hook a nigga program up. Goes right along with that. We're talking about reparations in the prior edition of stand-up comedy, sitting down. No, I haven't forgotten. I still want my money. Lots out. Everybody still wants some reparations for all that work African-American ancestors did also in building the country. And didn't get any inheritance from other than the slave culture in our homes. And the black face we have to get beyond as we walk throughout our communities still in order to gain assets and resources we wouldn't get if we didn't get beyond them. Our ancestors didn't get paid with their sweat, didn't get any money, also paid with their emotions. They were property. And you raped and fucked them with your dicks and shit for free. I know. So we want some money for all of that. Like, you got the money for all of that, inherited through, and your white face flash. We love you. I love white people. But I doubt we want our money from our white Americans who are in control of it right now inside of Congress and the White House. How about $1 million per African head? For African-American, hey, how about that? And we go ahead and say, okay, now it's even Steven, and the Puerto Ricans are a subclass, let's help them out more. And the Mexicans, etc. How about that? We still want our equality and stuff, thought we had it, so let's get our economic equality. We're all millionaires, now we all have, but all millionaires black, all millionaires will be bad, and I had the white millionaires, and everything's all equal out. How's that? That goes low with that hook a brother up, hook a nigga up program. If you're a stockbroker, listen to this right now. You're in agreement we need to get our million to African Americans. Even if you don't get nothing, fuck this from the make to you. No, you weren't ever going to see or use the $1 million that they gave to us. They were going to give it to foreigners or something. You know what I'm saying? Yearly and their peasants down there. That's what the town's trying to say to you when they say, give us $1 million. They're going to say, but look, those poor people over there are not Americans. We give money to them. That's what they're going to say. They say, well, then give them their paycheck to them. Give your paycheck, Senator, to those people over there. And give our money to us. That's what we would say in retrospect. Because we have not got reparations, and yet we've talked about reparations in the past. And welfare is not reparations. It's food for the economy of underclass crime you put in for the CIA. And our money still that we all have. Not our new succulent money. Where's our succulent money? Like your great-great-grandfather's succulent free pussy from us. That's now, in your mind, meaning, Senator, you can actually get any black pussy you want in the country for free. The Senator Whiteface Flash credit card. Understand? We want our money. So if you're a stockbroker, and you're over there right now, and you're thinking, wow, they should get their money, but I'm not the Senator. What about the hook a brother up, hook a nigga up program? Now, some brothers consider themselves niggas. There's different type of whites and different type of blacks. You got your Negroes, you got your African-Americans. See, myself have some Negroes today. Some of those subclasses burn off. You understand? And some blacks consider themselves niggas, even educated under the words of various angles, and the sociology of the history of the word, etc. And some blacks consider themselves brothers. And we'll just keep those two categories. Hook a brother up, hook a nigga up program. You hook up the drug dealer, or you say this label at the whoever's calling themselves the niggas, and hook up whoever's calling themselves the brother. That's what you do. So you get our $1 million back. When you walk up the street, where's the money to the black man standing next to you just on the extra though? Since you just made that $1 million sitting there, where's $100 to where's $1,000 to the nearest black man in the office? That's the hook a nigga, just get to hook a nigga, hook a brother up program. And he can maybe come back and say something to you that's more profound, like what I'm saying here, maybe. But what why not just hooking him up? Because there's that money right there. How about that right there? That's the hook a brother up, hook a brother, hook a nigga up program. This is a parted piece, so we're gonna go into the value to the white man, the hooker nigga up program, besides conscience and not wanting to really get beat up by the black guy standing next to you right now looking at you. If you're listening to this under those circumstances, there's profits involved with it for the white man. We'll go into that on the second edition of this layout of this Brother Nigga program edition of Stand Up Comedy Sitting Down. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, this is the music. You know what I'm saying? This is a 07 and is in the waiting line. You're going to hear my voice again until the next podcast, baby. Thank you.